Good evening. My name is Ray Shakir, and I am a member of North Conway Planning Board, and I appreciate the opportunity to counter the profound profusion of propaganda which has dominated this project so far. The Northern Pass provides an excellent opportunity to reinforce system integrity while supplying the Northeast power pool with relatively clean, cheap, reliable, and consistent efficient power. Rejecting this proposal is simply irresponsible. Clearly, the Northern Pass was intended to benefit the entire Northeast, not specifically local communities. However, the transmission line could in the future be tapped to satisfy economic development and dictates. Subversives are quick to reject the Northern Pass. They're quick to reject fossil plants. They're quick to reject nuclear power. Their solution is simply to revert back to the Stone Age, to destroy the lifeblood of the nation, or to rely solely on alternative power, such sources as solar and wind. Wind and solar advocates passionately defend a grossly inefficient, sporadic, and unreliable means of power generation, limited to when the wind blows or when the sun shines, and with no means of storage thereafter. Commercial-scale production requires vast tracts of land or miles of ridgeline with poor, relatively low-volume results. You are expected to believe that huge acres of solar panels or high-maintenance wind farms spread over miles of plundered ridgeline is somehow more aesthetically pleasing than a less intrusive and less intrusive than a transmission line right-of-way. This is absolute nonsense. The fact is, a transmission line is comparatively benign. There is zero noise, zero emissions, and a smaller footprint. The right-of-way attracts and not hinders wildlife. Furthermore, once established, the surrounding flora tend to all but obscure wires, and to a much lesser degree, even the towers themselves. And yet, one 1,200-megawatt transmission line will provide consistently more power than over a dozen wind and solar plants, and only when they operate at full capacity. Subversives enjoy using the argument that it's not needed. I submit that anything that reinforces reliability, integrity, and provides clean, efficient, and low-cost power is needed. Furthermore, when similar projects are rejected, subversives are the first to use the lack of power and availability as a prime excuse to forestall proposals for future economic development. Subversive opposition is of similar mindset. Assisted by the taxpayer-financed EPA, they will oppose efficient and common-sense, no-brainer projects. I'll stop because these people are obviously very, very ignorant.